Fiascherino. Over an ash fawn beach fronting a sea which keeps rolling and unrolling, lifting the green fringes from submerged rocks on its way in, and on its way out, dropping them again, the light squanders itself. A saffron morning advances among foam and stones, sticks clotted with black naphtha and frayed to the newly carved fresh white of chicken flesh. One leans from the cliff top. Height distances like an inverted glass. The shore is diminished but concentrated, jeweled with the clarity of warm colours that, seen more nearly, would dissipate into masses. The map-like interplay of sea light against shadow, and the mottled close-up of wet rocks drying themselves in the hot air, are lost to us. Content with our portion, where, we ask ourselves, is the end of all this variety that follows us? Glare pierces muslin, its broken rays, hovering in trembling filaments, glance on the ceiling with no more substance than a bee's wing. Thickening, these hang down over the pink walls in green bars, and flickering between them, a moving fan of two colours, the sea unrolls and rolls itself into the low room.